Back in 2006, scholars Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan imagined two processions on Palm Sunday. The procession from the eastern part of the city is the one we've heard about from Matthew. Jesus is surrounded by followers who have come in with him from the countryside. They've witnessed his mighty deeds. They've heard his proclamation of good news. And here, they explicitly proclaim him as the Messiah when they shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We will do the same thing when we sing "All Glory, Lord, and Honor" in a few minutes. This claim would give rise to the religious and Roman authorities' fear of insurrection in a city of about 60,000 people that had swelled to at least 200,000 during the festival. Matthew tells us that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. Now, the word for turmoil is the same one from which we get our word seismic. It has a sense that the city was shaken, or the city trembled. The place is already tense and heaving with people when Jesus fulfills the prophetic expectations of Zechariah and Isaiah and rides into Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey. And more than that, he makes clear that this is no triumphant, militaristic, conquering Messiah. Any such expectations among the people are undermined by his humility. The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Now contrast this procession with Borg and Crossan's imaginary one from the west of the city. They see Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, riding a war horse at the head of a column of imperial cavalry and infantry. If Jesus' procession was proclaiming the arrival of the kingdom of God, Pilate's procession was trumpeting the power of the Roman Empire. This was the embodiment of the central conflict of the week to come, this tension between the kingdom of God and the empire of Rome that will lead to Jesus' execution by crucifixion. Far from being a kind of President's Day parade, both processions were incredibly serious. In contrast to an expression of the might and majesty of empire, we have in Jesus' entry into Jerusalem what can be considered a prophetic act. Jesus the prophet. When a prophet carried out a symbolic action, as when Jeremiah broke the clay vessel in the potter's art studio, or when Ezekiel actually physically ate the scroll, it was understood that what was being signified was also being effected. A prophetic act was therefore an act of God. It was strong stuff, and it made people quake quite often. This is why the pronouncing of absolution or blessing by one so ordered or ordained in the midst of the people is less a prayer and more a prophetic proclamation. You are forgiven. You are blessed. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, it was a prophetic act, a mighty act of God being both proclaimed and effected. Israel, your Messiah is present in your midst, and it is necessarily a fundamental threat to empire, indeed to all human institutions, for nothing can ever be the same again when the Messiah has come. This theme of the growing conflict that will lead Jesus to his death is what we will be reflecting on in the week to come. Our service today moves from palms to passion, ends with no blessing or dismissal as we head into Holy Week. You will find in the days to come that we've not attempted to reproduce every Holy Week service as it might have been had we been able to gather. Rather, what we've done is sought to honor the intent and the focus of each service within a rhythm of scripture and meditation and prayer and music as we move toward Easter Day. A meditation, distinct perhaps from a sermon or a homily, will usually be an expansive reflection of a familiar text. The so what is often found in the response of those of us who hear it, as we deepen our appreciation of the story, as we enter personally into the story. And so we remember the story of the Passion, first today blessing the palms, and then we're going to hear our choir sing, "All glory, Lord, and honor to you, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. You are the King of Israel, David's royal son, now in the Lord's name coming, the King and Blessed One." Amen.